Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, January 3rd, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Happy New Year. COVID surging, but hospital admissions remain low. Cable news ratings plunge. A Texas newspaper targets the teenage daughter of Ted Cruz. A third of Americans say violence against the government is justified. Also ahead, a vivid example of why so many Americans despise the press. But first, new COVID cases up 4,000% since June. The seven-day average stands at 450,000 infections every 24 hours. Worst hotspots include New York City, Michigan, Florida. Despite the rapid rise of the new variant, hospitalizations remain fairly low, admissions dropping 25% compared to the summer. Daily COVID deaths also down 50% in the last 12 months, so Omicron is not as dangerous as the previous COVIDs, but it is still a concern, obviously. Cable news operations reporting a big drop in ratings. Fox News still on top despite a 34% decline in primetime viewers in 2021. MSNBC down 28%, CNN down a whopping 39%. A poll published by Axios says half of Americans believe journalists mislead their audience on purpose. 6 in 10 say news organizations are more concerned with profit than honestly informing the public, which is absolutely true. The Dallas Morning News publishing an article on Senator Ted Cruz's 13-year-old daughter. The young girl posted a video on social media discussing life as a child of a prominent politician. The Morning News, quote, Ted Cruz's daughter says she disagrees with most of his views, unquote. Okay, we all understand the outlooks of young teenage girls. This report was irresponsible and cruel to the girl. A new survey from the Washington Post says 34% of adults believe violence against the government is sometimes justified. That figure is up 21 points since the mid-1990s. 22% of Americans say armed resistance is appropriate to protect personal liberty. A third of young voters predict another civil war. A quarter expect one state to secede from the Union, which is impossible, according to the U.S. Constitution. In a moment, bad press. A striking example. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. As we have been reporting, most Americans do not trust the media, and many actually loathe it. And here is an example of why. The Florida Sun Sentinel is a struggling newspaper which serves the counties of Broward and Palm Beach. In December, the paper dishonestly covered the Trump-O'Reilly history show, reporting that an abundance of seats in the Fort Lauderdale arena went unsold. The truth is the show grossed $2 million in ticket sales, a reality that somehow went unmentioned by the newspaper, which sought to denigrate the tour any way it could. In fact, the crowd was so large, the Secret Service was caught by surprise, resulting in a delay of getting folks into the building. The Sun Sentinel used that opportunity to take pictures of empty seats that would eventually be filled. Nice. So this is a bad operation that needs to be examined, and I have done that. The paper is extremely liberal, despises Donald Trump, and routinely props up radical left ideology. Recently, the Sun Sentinel hammered Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for banning critical race theory teaching in Florida public schools. The newspaper accused DeSantis and the entire Republican Party of perpetuating the notion, quote, that racism did not have a major influence on American history and that it is not an issue now, unquote. Well, that's quite an accusation, but I cannot find any statement Governor DeSantis ever made that comes close to the Sun Sentinel's allegation. Perhaps the paper can print some backup to educate me. Don't count on it. Again, the truth is that other than covering high school football games, this so-called newspaper is in business to help the progressive cause. So admit it, Sun Sentinel people. State the truth. It will set you free, so to speak. Now, if you doubt what I am reporting, here's a nifty quote the paper ran supporting critical race theory. Racism in the United States is the ordinary experience of people of color. Often it takes the form of verbal or behavioral slights that may be subtle and even unconscious, unquote. And who is promoting that ordinary experience? Well, that would have to be white people, including young kids, correct? I mean, who else could be doing it? Of course, even if it is unconscious, evil racism should be placed in the backpacks of seven-year-olds by woke teachers who majored in witch hunting. Right, Sun Sentinel? By all means, let's have CRT taught in the schools. That's certain to foster racial harmony among students. Right, Sun Sentinel? Desperately wrong. Equating white skin with historical and contemporary evil crushes childhood while promoting confusion and division in undeveloped minds. That is the truth. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 2021 officially in the books. The year will be remembered for COVID, the January 6th riot, cancel culture. Here is a quick recap of American life during the past 12 months, in case you missed it. The best-selling book was Dog Man. The children's comic sold 3 million copies. Highest-grossing film, Spider-Man No Way Home. The superhero actually brought people back to the theaters, earning more than $1 billion worldwide since its release last month. Biggest bomb, the remake of West Side Story. Most watched TV show, Yellowstone. Kevin Costner's hit series about ranchers in Montana averages about 7 million viewers per episode. 15 million watched the season 4 premiere. Top vacation destinations during the pandemic were in the USA. Popular spots include Key West, New Orleans, New York City, Maui. Number one goes to Las Vegas. The gambling industry now taking in more cash than before COVID. Those willing to venture overseas prefer the Caribbean, Aruba, Jamaica, the Bahamas, Puerto Rico, all popular for Americans. For a moment, the European nation of Albania
was a top spot for travel because U.S. citizens were allowed into the country without any proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test. But that has stopped. According to Spotify and Apple Music, the most listened to artist last year was Taylor Swift, 100 million streams in 2021, and the top podcast, Joe Rogan. Most purchased Christmas gift, gift cards and cookware. Shoppers spent more than $200 billion on gift cards. Folks choosing to eat at home during the pandemic, spending a record amount on stuff for the kitchen. And here's something else you might not know. While last year was brutal for the restaurant industry, a few national chains managed to thrive. Domino's Pizza, number one. The company sold $16 billion of product. The average order per person, $9 and 900 calories. Wow. Back after this.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.